This is my all-time favorite warm beverage. I'll bet once you've tried making your own chai concentrate, you'll be hooked. I make twice this recipe every week in a slow cooker. You can use a large pot or Dutch oven if you don't have a slow cooker. Feel free to adjust spice levels to your liking. The grub. 6 cups water. 2 cinnamon sticks. 10 by 3 millimeters thick fresh ginger slices. 1/2 teaspoon black peppercorns. 1 1/2 teaspoons whole cloves. 1 teaspoon allspice berries. 1 1/5 teaspoons green cardamom pods. 2 star anise pods, optional. 6 teaspoons loose leaf black tea. My favorite is Indian Assam. 1 tablespoon agave nectar. The how-to. Place all ingredients except the tea and agave nectar into a slow cooker or large saucepan. Cover and cook on low for 4 hours if using a slow cooker, or 2 hours if using a saucepan on the stove. Add the loose leaf tea and steep for 5 minutes. Using a fine sieve or mesh strainer, strain the mixture into a large pot. Add agave nectar and stir to dissolve. Once cooled, the concentrate can be stored in a pitcher in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. To make a chai latte, combine 1/2 cup of plant-based milk, soy is my favorite, with 1 cup of the concentrate. Enjoy it chilled or hot. Make 6 cups of concentrate, 6 to 8 servings of chai latte. Karina Inkster is a Kathet region health and fitness coach, author of 5 books, and host of the No BS Vegan podcast. For more information, go to karinainkster.com. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.